This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Top leaders of various political parties are holding multiple rallies and roadshows in different parts of the country to garner support for their candidates in the Lok Sabha polls. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a public meeting at Jhumur of Dhupguri block of Jalpaiguri in West Bengal. Speaking at the rally, Mr. Modi said he is working 24/7 to make the country a developed nation by 2047. He said to fulfill our dream of Vikasit Bharat, every moment of his life is dedicated to the country. He said this Lok Sabha election is about a stronger and stable government at the centre. Mr. Modi said, stronger the central government, stronger the world's trust in India will be. Prime Minister Modi will participate in a roadshow at Jabalpur in Madhya Pradesh this evening. Earlier, Mr. Modi addressed an election rally at Kunti Nagar in Bihar's Nawada Lok Sabha seat, which is going to polls on the 19th of this month in the first phase. State Chief Minister Nitish Kumar and leaders of constituent parties of NDA also attended the meeting. The Election Commission has said that over 73,000 applications have been received on the Suvidha portal in just 20 days since the announcement of general elections. Recognizing the importance of the election campaign period, where parties and candidates engage in activities to reach out to voters, the Suvidha portal caters to a diverse range of permission requests transparently on the first-in, first-out principle. It caters to permissions for organizing rallies, opening temporary party offices, door-to-door canvassing, video vans, helicopters, obtaining vehicle permits, and distributing pamphlets. The Commission said more than 44,600 requests have been approved, and the first-in, first-out principle is ensuring a level playing field for parties and candidates. It says Suvidha portal also promotes transparency in election management. The poll body said that nearly 11,200 requests had been rejected, which is 15% of the total requests received, and over 10,000 applications were cancelled as they were invalid or duplicate. The Aam Aadmi Party, AAP, held a collective fast to protest the arrest of party leader and Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal in the alleged liquor scam. Party leaders, including Atishi, Sanjay Singh and Gopal Rai, protested at Jantar Mantar in New Delhi this morning. Addressing the party workers, Mr. Singh alleged that all evidence and witness statements in the case were compromised and fabricated. He accused the centre of misusing government agencies. Meanwhile, the BJP held a protest at the Palika Market in New Delhi against AAP leader Kejriwal for alleged liquor scam and misuse of government funds. Party leader Bansuri Swaraj alleged that the AAP-led Delhi government has been synonymous with corruption. She claimed that Prime Minister Modi provided water under the Nal Se Jal scheme, whereas Arvind Kejriwal committed the Jal Board scam. American technology company Microsoft has warned that China is gearing up to disrupt the upcoming elections in India, the United States and South Korea by using artificial intelligence AI-generated content. The warning comes after China conducted a trial run employing AI during Taiwan's presidential election to influence the outcome. According to Microsoft's threat intelligence team, Chinese state-backed cyber groups, along with involvement from North Korea, are expected to target several elections scheduled to be held across the globe this year. Microsoft said that China will likely deploy AI-generated content via social media to sway public opinion in favor of their interests during these elections. Across the world, at least 64 countries, in addition to European Union, are expected to hold national elections this year. These countries collectively account for approximately 49% of the global population. The World Health Day is being observed today to raise awareness for healthy lifestyles and universal healthcare access. The theme this year is My Health, My Right, highlighting the importance of quality health services, education and prevention of non-communicable diseases. Speaking to Akashvani News, Professor Ames Delhi Dr. Reema Dada said that key changes in lifestyle and adoption of practices such as yoga can help beat lifestyle diseases. In IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians were 81 for 2 in 7.4 overs against Delhi Capitals at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. Earlier, Delhi Capitals won the toss and opted to field. In the second match, Lucknow Super Giants will take on Gujarat Titans in Lucknow. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.